5 months ago, 17 students and teachers were killed at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The shooting set off a wave of activism aimed at changing the way Americans react to gun violence. And while Congress has taken little action, individual states are responding. A new analysis by the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, a nonprofit policy organization founded in part by former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, found that following Parkland, 55 new gun control laws have passed in 26 states. The author of that analysis, managing attorney Allison Anderman, joins me now. Thanks for being with us, Allison.
Thank you for having me.
So give us a sense of what some are examples of the type of legislation we're seeing pass in different states this year.
I think the most significant of the policies that we saw enacted after Parkland were extreme risk protection order laws that allow a family member or law enforcement officer to petition a court for an order temporarily removing guns from a dangerous person. This was a policy that had been developed by key researchers and advocates in the gun violence prevention movement over the course of several years, but really gained traction after the Isla Vista massacre in 2014, in which the family members of the shooter knew that he was dangerous. And between 2014 and 2016, three states enacted these laws. But after Parkland, we saw eight additional states enact these policies.
And do these laws go far enough in order to prevent mass shootings?
These are very powerful tools because they allow the people closest to the potential shooters to intervene. In so many of these mass shootings, we have seen that community members and family members saw warning signs that the shooter was dangerous. And these policies, which were based off of laws in Connecticut and Indiana that have been in place for almost two decades, have been very successfully used to prevent gun suicides, which actually make up the majority of gun deaths in the United States. And it's a similar situation. Family members or loved ones often know that the person is in crisis. And so this is an extremely powerful tool. And I think that it will go a long way towards preventing gun deaths in the United States.
I mean, this has been a hot button political issue for so many reasons. We've seen this play out in Congress. But many of the states that are enacting these laws are actually run by Republican governors. Is that not right?
That is right. This year, we saw 15 Republican governors sign gun safety legislation. And we also saw the governor of Oklahoma take a very brave step in defying the gun lobby and vetoing one of their signature pieces of legislation, which is permitless carry, allowing people to carry hidden loaded guns in public without a permit or a background check.
And so in the wake of a lot of these previous high-profile mass shootings, why do you think it's the Parkland shooting that has really prompted a lot of this change?
For decades prior to the shooting, survivors and other activists in the gun violence prevention movement have been laying the groundwork for this type of action. We've been meeting with policymakers, educating them about these policies, researching the effectiveness of these policies, and really doing everything we can to prime the movement for this moment. And I think what happened after Parkland was we had a group of extremely articulate young people who had very talented with social media and messaging, utilize what had been laid before them to promote this message. It was a new voice. And also, I think the country is really waking up to the fact that this is the legacy that we're leaving to the next generation. And that's a very powerful message in and of itself.
Allison Anderman is the managing attorney for the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Allison, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.